next application is case number 11534, the application of Wawa Incorporated. The site is northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 300 feet southeast of Wolf Neck Road, being Road 270. 911 address is not available. Tax map ID is District 334, map 12, being parcels 105.05 and 106.01. Requesting a variance from the required density of landscape plantings. Gentlemen, this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive one mail return. You also received a copy of a booklet for consideration in advance of the public hearing. The request of the variance is in order to reduce the required density of plantings, the referencing to improve public safety and access. A new entrance has been permitted by DelDOT to allow easier entrance into the existing northbound Wawa convenience store to reduce congestion at the intersection of Wolf Neck Road and Coastal Highway. This variance will allow for better visibility, and they have provided additional information in the booklet. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Link. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Baird Mendalis in Brockstedt, 11 North State Street, Dover, Delaware, 19901. With me tonight are Alexander Krausau, a representative from the applicant, Wawa, Inc., and also the applicant's engineer, John Barwick, from Karen's Associates. And if you would like to swear them in at this time.
Appreciate that, please. They can come up there.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Alexander Krausau, 260 West Baltimore Pike, Wawa, Pennsylvania, 19063.
Okay, can you wait right here? You state your name and address for the record.
John Barwick, 129 Goslin Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, and do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I may proceed. As Mr. Lank indicated, we are seeking a variance from Section 115-194.1E6 of the County Code regarding required density of landscaping. And you should have in your packets a letter dated January 15th, 2015 from my firm. And that letter I will reference on a couple of occasions. First, I think what I'd like to point out to you is there's an exhibit in that packet, Exhibit D, which shows what the code would require. And we've got that same exhibit is on the easel. And you can see that the code would actually require very dense landscaping all the way along SR1. What we are proposing is Exhibit E in your packet, and Mr. Barwick is now flipping over to show what we are proposing. As Mr. Lank indicated in his introduction, the landscaping density required by the code would reduce site visibility and be out of character for similar properties in the surrounding area. And as you're well aware, the standard for the area variance that we're seeking tonight is exceptional practical difficulty, and we respectfully submit that this application satisfies that standard, and in particular the five criteria set forth in Section 115-211 of the County Code. First, deals with the unique physical configuration and shape of the property. And gentlemen, I would respectfully submit to you that because this property is located on Coastal Highway in a commercial corridor that is known for dense commercial development as well as a large volume of traffic at a relatively high rate of speed, the surrounding physical circumstances separate this section of the highway from other commercial properties in the county and supports a less dense landscaping because of its adjacency. A dense landscape buffer we submit would be out of place given the size, location of the property and the adjacent uses. In your packet, there are several photographs towards the end that show all of the neighboring properties, and what you'll notice in those photographs is that properties in this area of SR1 do not have landscaping, and frankly, we submit that's because you've got a lot of traffic in that area, and the traffic needs to be able to see where it's going. And so this variance that we're requesting would, in fact, do that. If the variance were not granted, we fear that the landscape buffer required by the code would impede visibility of the proposed improvements and restrict efficient in-and-out access to the property. The second criteria has to do with the impact on the surrounding area, specifically developing the property to conform to the existing landscape requirements would place an unreasonable burden upon the property owner as well as patrons in the area, we submit. And in addition to the potential harm related to a less visible business, impeded visibility could result in confusion among the public. For example, imagine a vehicle traveling northbound on SR1 that is not familiar with this area. If you had the very dense landscape buffer along the boundary of the property, they would not see the Wawa store until they got so far north that they would be forced to take the existing turn. And you may know that county road is very congested and results in a lot of stacking. By allowing more visibility along the corridor of SR1, the vehicles will be able to see the store and the entrance more easily, and we submit make a much safer entrance into and out of the property. The third criteria is that the present difficulty has not been created by the applicant, but instead is a product of the nature of the site and the character of the surrounding properties. The fourth criteria we submit we satisfy because the variance we are seeking will not alter the character of the neighborhood or impair the use and development of adjacent properties or be detrimental to the public. In fact, it will be exactly the opposite. The fifth criteria we submit we satisfy is that the requested variance is minimal. As we show in our Exhibit E in your packet, there will still be attractive landscaping on site, and we're simply requesting to reduce the density of those plantings to better fit the surrounding area, improve the visibility of the improvements, and make for easier access off of the highway. So in summary, the requested variance is minimal, particularly given the nature of the surrounding properties. In addition, the harm to the applicant if the variance request is denied would be exceptional, while the probable effect on neighboring properties would be minimal. For all of those reasons, gentlemen, we respectfully request that you grant the variance as applied for. And if you have any questions of myself or the applicant's engineer or the applicant, they're here to answer your questions.
All right. Thank you. All right, we'll start. Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hudson, first.
With the new entrance, was that proposed by Wawa or Del Dot?
I believe that Mr. Barwick may be able to answer that better than I, but my understanding is that this was the subject of negotiation between Wawa and the adjoining property owner and Del Dot. It was a conversation that's been going on for several years, and the two property owners had to work out the details in terms of where the entrance and ingress egress would be, but this was all blessed by Del Dot. In fact, it's our understanding that this is Del Dot's preferred relief valve, if you will, for the traffic congestion that occurs just a little bit north where the county road turns in.
Okay. At present, does Wawa have a vegetative buffer at present?
I'm sorry?
Does Wawa have a vegetative buffer now?
Actually, the buffer that's there right now is very minimal, and I believe it's reflected in the photographs that are in your packet. If you look at the very last photograph, it shows a view looking south from the Wawa convenience store, and you can see that there's I believe that's a drainage swell, stormwater swell, and there's a minimal amount of landscaping there currently. So what we're proposing would actually be more dense than that, but it would be at least consistent with the area.
So with what you're proposing, is it just a reduction in the height and density, or what kind of plannings are you talking about?
John, can you come forward and answer that question? The member's question, as I understood it, is are you proposing different height or just density, and what type of plannings?
Yes.
It is a reduction in both the height because of the blockage as you look, try to see through the trees, and the density was planned so there would be gaps between each tree and the plantings and the shrubbery around each tree, so it would be grass. So as you drive along, there wouldn't be any impediment to see through that, to see what's on the other side, or see through at an angle as you're riding north on Route 1, as you're looking towards where you would see the Wawa. The trees wouldn't be so lined up that you would have difficulty seeing them. There's enough gap in producing that. And also, this has been sealed by a licensed landscape architect. And I brought copies of the actual stamped licensed plan.
And if I may, what type of plantings?
These are, it's a, forgive me, I'm not a botanist, but it's a tree lilac, which I have no idea what that is. But it's been recommended for the area and for low maintenance. And compact juniper, which I think we all probably have in our own yards. Compact junipers, some mulch around that half circle, and then you'd have grass.
And one more question. The sign as it is in the photo here, it will remain the same?
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Baker?
This is, if I can visualize this in my mind as you spoke, this is almost typical of the Wawa, how you approach Wawa as you see the trees and the how shall I say, the surrounding areas of that site. In other words, you're looking at the landscape just almost identical to what you normally do.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, all right. So that gives me a mental picture of what we're talking about. Sometimes it's hard to visualize it. So you have been approved by DelDOT for that
yes.
Ingress and egress?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Werber?
Yeah, going back to what Mr. Hudson talked about, are the trees are going back into where the trees are at right now, into little bushes in that area, or are you going down to the swale to the ditch more?
Sir, the right now that site used to be a drainage swale that went started in Wawa, went all the way down, and then dog-legged into a pond that was in that open field. Between the Wawa, the open field, there was a pond, and then those East Atlantic apartments.
Uh-huh.
So the plan is that swale will remain in front of Wawa,
okay.
But then it's coming into a pipe system that is under construction that has filled in that area that used to be the ditch between the sidewalk and the property. So
okay.
That has been filled in, and there's no trees or anything in that area. It's just sidewalk and a ditch, and then was the grass field.
In the front, where the sign's at right now?
And we're focused on south of the Wawa, south of the existing Wawa.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
In other words, this is Wawa here.
Okay.
And this used to be the Pep-Up gas station.
Right. Yes.
And this is the apartment buildings. And this used to be the swale. And then there's a pond here. This has all been filled in. And this will be a slightly like a 3-foot berm with the plantings on it. Then you're going to have a curb and your sidewalk, and then you're going to have your building elevation.
Oh, okay.
So the idea was as you come here that to make sure you didn't miss this, if you were heading this way, that you would have time in your mind to register this sign, see through the trees, and see the wall.
Oh, okay. Okay, you answered my question. Thank you.
Mr. Bill?
The proposed buildings are owned by Wawa?
I believe that the property was purchased by Wawa. The building was constructed, and then it was sold and leased back, which is a typical Wawa arrangement. So
I'm talking about the proposed buildings.
Oh, I'm sorry, the proposed buildings.
No, sir. They are Ocean Atlantic.
Okay.
They are proposing the buildings. Ocean Atlantic has been in negotiations for over 10 years with Wawa to get the cross-access
gotcha.
Easement, and everybody supported it. It just took some negotiations to
gotcha.
Happen. And I've already received all the final site plan approvals and record plan approval. It's been recorded.
Okay.
It has been recorded?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just got two quick ones. So there is an easement over this property for Wawa to access that. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Is it just for that front area, or is it the whole thing?
There are three exhibits that are all recorded within the recorder of deeds. You have to be, like, should I bring it over here so you can hear me?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Okay. There is a recorded easement for the entrance and the egress and ingress. There's a recorded easement for another access to come in through this way. And it's all hatched and an exhibit. And there's a third exhibit that documents the stormwater system, because the stormwater was part of the joint fabric of this project, because all of Wawa and Kids Cottage comes to that swale that you see here, and it used to go to that open swale to the pond here, and now what we're doing is we're replacing the pond with an underground infiltration system. And all that was recorded in exhibits and agreed to by Wawa, and it is recorded. And just like if we do receive the variance, I would be recording the revised landscape plan.
So two cross-access easement agreements and one stormwater maintenance easement agreement.
Okay. And then the other question I had, Mr. Barwick, can you confirm the statements made by Mr. Pardee as being true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none?
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion.
And just to be clear, board members, I would recommend that in considering this, you refer to, it looks like Exhibit E, I believe, was the one that the applicant had referenced as the
right,
the proposed plan, because we don't have something like, you know, go 5 feet from the front yard setback. I think any motion should be in reference to what's been proposed in that Exhibit E.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve case number 11,534, and based on the, you're saying the Exhibit E. Okay, based on Exhibit E and the testimony by the applicant, it's been presented very clear and precise, and has answered the board's questions in some cases in quite a bit of detail. So with that, there is a uniqueness to the property. It certainly was addressed by the applicant. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the applicant has addressed that and has testified to that there is a reasonable, you know, enable reasonable use of the property to have it this way, an ingress and egress. And the variance is exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's been set up by the again the ingress and the egress of the property, and been approved by DelDOT. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's of course we all know that there's quite a few other businesses around there, and they're all C1 area, and the request of variance is minimum that afford relief to the variance that's being requested.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ritter and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,534. All those in favor? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ritter?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Conway, for the previous reason, had been stated by Mr. Rickard. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,534 is approved.